beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Welcome to Wings Today. We are Federico,
David,
Armand,
and Calvin.
Today we will inform you about the characters, setting, and plot of Wings of Fire, Book 1.
So stay tuned for that.
Because we think the Wings of Fire is a good book, and we hope you agree with us.
Hopefully you will enjoy the podcast. So if you want to learn more, then you should keep listening.
Let's talk about the setting now.
The cave is where the five dragonettes of prophecy lived. The cave is located in the mountain below the Sky Kingdom. The entrance is blocked by a big rock that's too heavy to move.
The five dragonettes of destiny live in the cave with their three guardians. There's a small river inside the cave for drinking. Every day, the guardians go outside to collect prey for the dragonettes.
The cave also has a library that has many scrolls and some mats to sit on. In another room, there's a hole in the roof that's too small for a dragon to fit.
Queen Scarlet's palace is a kingdom on clouds, where a lot of Skywings live. The main place in her palace is the arena, where either the prisoners fight to the death, or her champion Pearl fights the prisoners to the death.
Bum, bum, bum! Now let's talk about the characters. My favorite of the five dragonettes is Clay. Clay's a Mudwing. A Mudwing means a dragon who has brown scales that are armored and thick. Sometimes they have super cool amber and gold underscales. He can breathe fire form and can breathe in water for up to 1 hour. Clay is strong and big, but he won't hurt or fight people if not for self-protection.
I like Tsunami. She's my favorite. Tsunami is a strong dragon that can breathe and glow underwater. And on the surface, Tsunami is very protective of her friends and family. Tsunami is a sea wing, and sea wings have blue or aquamarine scales. Webs between their claws, gills on their neck, and glow-in-the-dark stripes on their underbelly, nose, and tails.
Glory's an awesome dragon. Glory's a dragon that works the hardest out of the five dragonettes. She's a Rainwing. A Rainwing is a dragon with camouflage scales that have tails and are great for climbing. They have no known natural weapons.
Now it's my favorite, which is Starflight. Starflight is a Nightwing. A Nightwing is a type of dragon who have black or purple scales. One of their abilities is that they can blend into shadows and can breathe fire. They have a forked black tongue located inside their mouths. They can read minds and see the future. They also have some silver scales on the undersides of their wings.
If you guys all have a favorite dragon, then Sunny has to be my favorite. Sunny is the kindest of the five dragonettes. She's a Sandwing. Sandwings have a poisonous barbed tail, but Sunny's tail is deformed because she's a hybrid between Sandwing and Nightwing. She has most attributes from her Sandwing side.
The author of the books is Twee T. Sutherland. She also made a trinity of books called Menagerie. The book starts about how there's a war between three Sandwing princesses fighting to become the queen of the Sandwings.
There are five dragonettes born to end the war.
The five dragonettes are Clay, Tsunami, Glory, Starflight, and Sunny. The five dragonettes are in a cave training to fight, but the dragonettes want to escape their guardians because they heard that Glory was going to be killed.
Dun, 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 dun!
Later, they escape and get caught by Queen Scarlet and become her prisoners in the Sky Kingdom. Finally, at the end, they escape into the Mudwing Swamp.
Lastly, thank you for listening to Wings Today.
In this podcast, we've been able to inform about the plot, characters, and setting.
I thought it was so cool to think that just one book contains so much information.
This is just the first book, so if we got you interested, you could try the next book.
I hope you learned a little bit more about the Wings of Fire book.
Stay tuned for next time. Special shout out to Ethan Chu,
who sadly couldn't be here today.
We hope you liked this.
He did an amazing job helping us.
Get better soon! Thank you.